Good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's great to be with you again this morning to share a brief message from the Word of God together. This week, we're discussing spiritual freedom and how that relates to our lives as Christians. Today, we want to discuss being freed from the bondage of sin. In Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 5, Paul says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul says that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. When we practice sin, we become a slave to it, and it becomes our master. It binds us. We are ensnared and controlled by it. We must die to sin by clinging to the one who has destroyed death and overcome sin. Now let's look at verses 16 in Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." We become the slaves of whoever we choose to serve and obey. We can either be slaves of sin and lawlessness, which leads to eternal death, or we can be servants of righteousness, which leads to eternal life. This freedom we can have towards righteousness is the free gift of God. We do not deserve it, but we were freely given it because God loved us. We live in a country whose history is tarred with the shame of slavery. We understand what it means to be enslaved, to be bound and chained, and always obedient to the master's call. A life of sin leads down the path of destruction. In Galatians 5 and verse 1, Paul writes, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Jesus set us free so that we could become the children of promise. It is because of the grace of God, not of our own works or following of the law, that we become free. We have to be obedient to God to receive His grace, but it is the grace of God that truly sets us free from this bondage of sin. Eternal hell is the punishment for those who are slaves of sin. When you think of hell, what depiction do you see in your mind? I think of being captive, being bound with chains, being tortured. Then I realized my depiction of hell is not that much different than the cross. For the cross is a symbolism for the penalty of sin. The only problem is that they got the wrong man. We deserved death because of our sin. And so when you think of being free from the bondage of sin, think about being exempt from the cross. Jesus Christ went to the cross in our place so that he could pay the penalty for us and ultimately set us free. Tomorrow we'll continue our discussion of freedom, spiritual freedom. We invite you to our services at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet Sunday at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, and again that evening at 5 p.m. for worship. And also Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We would love to have you and hope you can visit with us. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you in your day today.